A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. It will lead to your giving testimony. It sounds like all the difficulties we face as faithful disciples is preparation for our real work, testimony. Two definitions of testimony read outward sign or an open acknowledgement. Yes, I suppose it is true that when called to open acknowledgement or outward sign of our beliefs, fidelity, love of God, there comes a risk. Picture the mom encouraging her 4 or 5-year-old to go into that kindergarten or preschool room, and while offering her child an opportunity for a new adventure, she can hardly hold back the tears. And yet deep inside, she knows that this is the first of many, many moments of challenge that the child must go through all alone, that the child will benefit and be strengthened by. The parallel to that is our own experiences of struggle, prayer, faithfulness in times of delight and in times of desperation, in times of confidence and times of humiliation. We may not realize that these experiences do toughen us up, as it were. The little traces of strength, courage, confidence that rise to the surface when needed probably are the result of our previous difficulties. Again, our God calls us to higher ground. "For I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking." Have you ever had someone say, when there is an opening for a position, usually a volunteer position, "Oh, you'd be good. All you must do is blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes, all you have to do is..." They forget to tell you about the extra meetings with extra homework, the emails on and on, the phone calls, the organizing, planning, setting up and getting clearance for a multitude of things. And yes, some of it feels like meeting adversaries. Some of it feels like being handed over. And some of it feels like you shouldn't have said yes in the first place. But today, here's Jesus warning us of the life we agree to when we agree to him, to his ways, his gospel, his loving relationships. We agree to stuff we never dreamed possible. We did not know it would be this hard. But our heart is nothing compared to some faith-filled people who are sent out of their homes, who are tortured, persecuted, or worse. But no matter how miserable we feel as we carry out the work of the gospel, we must not forget the words we carry deep in our hearts. "You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Or this line, "I myself will give you a wisdom." Let yourself be awed at the words that come out of your very mouth when faced with difficulty, or with the wisdom and patience you feel when you would really like to speak out in rage or anger, but you don't. You let the moment pass with a kind of peace. And again, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Today is a good day to exhibit perseverance, a good day to enjoy the wisdom of God.